Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is also the home of John Feliciano every Tuesday on Willard and Dibbs, and he joins us now live both on 95.7 The Game and the YouTube feed. So get on over there so you can see Mongo. Hey, John, what's going on today?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing all right. John joining us here on the River Islands guest line. Hey, before we play this for you, and I don't even know if you've heard it, it's on Richard Sherman's podcast. But what's your real review? Come on, John. Your real review of how the 49ers offensive line is currently playing.
I just watched it again. I feel like the bigger problems are on the outside.
On the outside?
Kittle, we desperately need Kittle back.
Sure.
Gone are the days of Chris Conley. I mean, Juwan is still there, but he's not playing like he's, you know, capable. I'm guessing it's because of the broken ribs. B.A. is a great blocker. Debo is a great blocker. I think we're missing that right now.
And obviously, yes,
the offensive linemen need to play better.
Yeah, and also I think the Kittle part of it, John, I'm just looking at this play late in the second quarter where they try to run that outside toss and Tonjes gets moved about 8 yards back and Juice can't get out there and make a block, so McCaffrey has to cut it up inside. How much of the Kittle factor is kind of leading into what you're talking about in the outside zone?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, there was about four or five times where it's not just Tonjes, it's the other tight end and a couple times with the receivers. Especially when you're running outside zone so often, those guys are so important to success of that offense. And I think the big thing is it's shining of what Kittle brings to this offense.
John Feliciano's with us. Okay, we got to play this for you. Need for you to react to this because Richard Sherman on the Richard Sherman podcast, I mean, it's no Not Our Fault podcast, but it is Richard Sherman's, and this is what he said about the current 49er O-line play, and we'd love to get your reaction. Here it is.
The interior offensive line was the issue late in the game, and I knew that would be the Achilles heel for this team, but it's not just on the passing plays. It's not just on the from the pass protection standpoint. It's ridiculous on plays that are set up successfully. Plays that are set up successfully, you got guys in space. All you got to do is block your guy. Block your guy, get in the way, Christian McCaffrey, let him do his work. And you can't even do that. And that's where it's starting to become devastating to this offense because you can draw up the perfect play. But if you have guys that are incompetent, unable to get the job done, unable to block people, unable to block linebackers, then you can't run these plays. And you should be able to expect your center and your guards to be able to get out in space and get up on a, you know, Levante David is an incredible player, all pro bowl, you know, big time guy, been playing for a long time. I got a ton of respect for him, but you should be able to at least be able to get in his way. He shouldn't be able to shock shed and tackle Christian McCaffrey right where they were. And I think that's happened throughout the season on plays that are drawn up well. And we're looking at the center, get up on guys, and just whiff.
And there's more where he points directly at Jake Brendel and says, I don't want to blame one guy, but. What's your take on what he's saying here, John?
I'm guessing he's talking about that screenplay that Jake doesn't touch. I think it was Levante David.
Yep.
But that play is drawn up to go outside. So Jake's blocking it like it's that Christian's going to go on the outside. Christian goes inside because, you know, Christian's the man. He knows what, you know, he can make a play anywhere. Unfortunately, he didn't make the play there. So Jake's kind of sitting there with his pants on his ankles when thinking he's thinking, you know, the play is going outside and it cuts in. Pooney didn't play a great game. I think Pooney's that injury has really been messing with him. And like I've been saying over the last, you know, few weeks that, you know, Connor's doing, I think he played a better game this week than he has the previous two, but you know, he's a young guy that, you know, he's trying his best. I think hopefully Bartsch gets back soon, and I think that's going to help the offensive line a lot. And hopefully Pooney keeps getting healthier so he can get back to what he was doing last year.
Is that really the fix? Is, you know, you're hoping that Bartsch gets back and gets healthy? Because Mark and I were joking earlier, like, as a coach, you just say, all right, get better. All you guys just get better. Are there things schematically that the Niners can do to try to use as a workaround for these guys who maybe are either injured or just aren't quite playing well enough?
No, I just kind of just got to man up. One other point he was talking about is the sacks. I mean, we gave up six sacks. I think two of them were not on the offensive line. Tonjes was supposed to chip the guy when Colton gave up that sack. He doesn't chip him. And then, you know, Trent gave up a sack. So that's four. And then the other two were just, you know, we got our ass kicked on two. I've watched it again. I watched it two or three times now. They're not playing as bad as everyone's saying, but I think it magnifies when you lose and you can't run the ball. There was a 2nd and 10 play when Tonjes catches a screen. It was late in the game, and he runs right to the linebacker. I don't know why he doesn't follow the blockers, but we get the 3rd and 1, and then we don't get the 3rd and 1. Then the 4th down play, Pooney jumps offside. So like, it's we were right there. Unfortunately, those little things happened, and we didn't win the game.
Vita Vea picked up Dominic Pooney, laid him down gently like a toddler, and then trampled over him. Is that the worst possible moment for an offensive guard?
Yeah, and people, my thing, I love the fans, and I love the love that I'm getting, and people are asking me to come back. But as soon as I saw that for Pooney, first thing I did was go to 2023. We were back. It was a 2-minute drive. We were backed up, and guess what happened? Vita Vea put me on my ass. The same thing. It just happened to be BA caught a big pass and ran for like 30 yards. But I sent it to Pooney as, hey, man, pimps go through this from time to time.
It's okay, no, John. No, John, we promise our YouTube audience that they're going to get a couple of those. So it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought I was allowed to say that one.
Nah, not really. I mean, you can say the first word. Yeah, you pimp, can't go to sure. Yeah, you can't say the second word, John.
Okay.
Yeah. We're learning.
I mean, Vita Vea's got to be 370. I'm like, you're no small potatoes, but that's a big man now.
Yeah, and he's still got it. I don't know what people were thinking. But Vita Vea is still elite.
Hey, John Feliciano with us as he is every Tuesday. Can we back up and get a comment on what this, I mean, you've been a teammate of his. What does it mean emotionally to this team to lose Fred Warner?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. It's rough. You know, once when Bosa goes down, you kind of all the leadership of that defense all falls on Fred. And then when you lose him, it's like a gut punch. A great teammate, a great player, and a guy that he just loves ball, and his enthusiasm just bleeds onto the team, that is a big loss.
And what's that like on even both sides of the field? Obviously, because as an offensive player, you're not in the huddle with him, but just having a player of that stature go down, does it cast a pall over the entire game? And how do you as a player try to shake that off and still get out there and play three more quarters of football?
Yeah, I mean, you try not to think about it. But, like, you know, whenever you need to play, you know, the offense is on the sideline watching the defense, you're always like, where's 54? Because Fred's going to make that play for you. But now with him being gone, you look to D. Winners, who I think is going to be a phenomenal linebacker. I think he's going to keep going, and they're going to have a deadly combo with Fred and D for hopefully a long time. But, yeah, it's going to be hard to replace Fred.
John Feliciano is with us. John, especially because of your affinity for the Bills and the fact that they played Atlanta last night, and that's the 49ers' mm-hmm. next opponent as well. Give us a little X's and O's breakdown on what you saw them do to Josh last night that is now waiting for the 49ers in 5 days.
Yeah, man, it's been a tough couple days for me, man.
Just yeah.
San Francisco losing. I thought Buffalo versus Atlanta was a shoe-in. But obviously it wasn't the case. That D-line kind of got after the Bills' O-line. And they did a great job of running the ball. So we gotta make sure, you know, D-line and linebackers need to make sure they don't run the ball and keep the ball away from the Niners.
Well, I mean, it's just Bijan Robinson, so no big deal, right?
It's kind of Christian's fault. Didn't they train together in the offseason? So, I mean, thanks a lot, Christian. Look, he got a lot better, and now you got to play him.
How much does coming off the bye really help a team like, well, any team really, but the Falcons go into that one last night coming off a bye, and they're at home? How big of a deal is that even this early in the season?
Yeah, you kind of hate having it this early. Just because you would, I mean, a week like 10 by a week is kind of like the premium for me. But yeah, obviously the coaches do a lot of self scouting on bye weeks. So I'm guessing that the Falcons coaches really took a hard look at themselves, and they looked like an elite team last night. So hopefully they suck next week.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, John. A quick pivot. We'll get back to 49ers, but did you deliver Ambien to your entire family? I've never heard your house so quiet. What's going on?
I put my foot down. I said, "Wife, get this in order."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No. Was there an actual conversation?
Yeah. And I said, "Hey, put these kids to bed earlier."
What time zone are you in right now?
Eastern.
Okay, so it's 8:11 in the evening?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
and everybody's been fed and bathed and they're already in bed?
Yeah, showered, bathed, yeah. They brushed their teeth. They're my wife's up there now keeping them quiet, making sure they go to bed.
Is she reading them the classic go the blank to sleep? as a story.
No, I think she's choking him out.
Also, a bedtime technique.
Well, that's better. Yeah, thank goodness for that. That makes everybody feel so much better.
A little guillotine.
A little, you know.
Some jujitsu stuff.
Just
helping them out.
Mild threats, not like, you know, major ones.
Okay.
Nope. Perfect. All right. John Feliciano's with us. Okay. Hey, can we go bigger picture? And like, they're 4-2. All right. That's great. Mm-hmm. We can also see that, man, it was razor thin. There seemed to be losing stars every week. I know some guys are coming back, but like, I don't know, John, like how realistic are the long-term thoughts? And I mean that just this season for this team, considering everything that has happened.
I don't know, man. Obviously, with all the injuries, you kind of get scared and, you know, kind of want to just chalk the season up. But I mean, I think the Bucks are one of the best teams in the league. They're a play or two away from being undefeated right now. Every game goes down to the wire, and they know how to finish a game. With us, with all these injuries, somehow we keep pulling games off. I think that's a credit to the players that are playing and to the coaches. I don't know. I don't know if I'm just a homer or what, but I still see all their goals right in front of them. I think hopefully BA gets healthy here soon. Get him back in a few weeks. He'll be a giant help. I'm sure John and Kyle are going to look into some kind of trade or something during the trade deadline. So I'm actually excited to see what's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Yeah, like I wonder if you can put a name on some of those things. Like, if you want to be optimistic, I get it. There's a long way to go and a lot can still happen. But if you were to name specifically 3 or 4 things that need to happen for the rest of the season to go well, what would you say?
Health. We got to trade for a defensive piece, either linebacker or DN, and get some of our guys back, man. Those are the only thing. I think once we get Barch and BA and Ricky, all our guys back, I think we'll be all right.
In the locker room, is this something that players openly talk about? Like, you've lost Bosa, you lost Fred Warner. Do you talk amongst yourselves about how you want to add a piece, or is that just something that now you're a media star, you think more about?
No, yeah, it's definitely now that I'm a media star. When you're in the locker room, you try to be like, oh, yeah, we're good. We got everyone we need in this locker room. But obviously it helps when we got Randy Gregory my 2023 year. I thought that was a big get. I thought he played well for us. But it's always nice. It's, you know, you hear, I mean, Randy has he had a pretty big name at the time of a pass rusher kind of guy. So like, if you get a guy with like a big name or just someone that is respected around the league, that always helps with morale.
Hey, John, as an offensive lineman, and I know you didn't get to play with Mac Jones, you've played with Brock Purdy, but how different of a job is that, blocking for those two guys, because Brock is so much more mobile?
Yeah, Brock will definitely help you out in if you get beat or things are not looking so good. You know that he could kind of weasel his way out of there. With Mac, the positive is you always know where Mac's going to be because he's going to be in the pocket. I mean, I think he's been playing well. Obviously, he kind of, you know, went – he had a bad pick in the first or second series. But besides that, I thought he's been playing well.
Hey, John, I was wondering about offensive linemen and slumps. I know Dominic Pooney is injured, but I can't get beyond the mental part of it where, you know, he false started on that 4th-and-1. To me, that wasn't injury-based. As an offensive lineman, can you go through a slump?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I think he's definitely going through that right now. It's the seltzer water, dude. Came out of nowhere.
Let it ride. It'll happen.
I'm drinking the sparkles right now, too, man. The same thing happens, John. So, yeah. Belch away, dude. It's all good.
Yeah, I think Pooney's definitely going through a slump. It's very mental. Obviously physical as well with the injury. But he is when you get in those slumps, man, you're trying to dig your way out so bad and you want to get out so bad that you actually go deeper in. You know, if they need someone to come out there and get in his head and help him out, this, you know, vet minimum is not that expensive.
Okay.
There it is.
John, what do you see as your role right now? Is it just are you in contact with any of the guys?
Yeah. I mean, not front office wise, right. A lot of the players I still talk to.
Okay. Like, do you have any conversations with these guys over the last week?
Yeah. I mean, Bosa, McCaffrey, I mean, all the O-linemen, they're my guys, man. I'm always sending them inappropriate videos on Instagram.
Okay.
And, me and Pooney talked a little bit, especially after the Vita Vea thing, just, you know, cause I know how he feels. He's down right now. And man, like he has what? 12 more games to play or whatever it is. Like, buddy, you got plenty of time to turn this season around. No one's even going to remember the first 6 weeks.
Yeah. What'd you say to him?
Exactly I sent him a video of me getting ran over by Vita Vea, and I just said, you know, pimps go through this kind of stuff, man. It's all right.
I'm gonna have to Google that here, John. I'm gonna have to see that for my own bemusement. Just, you know, because Vita Vea is a monster.
I'll send you guys right now. It's it didn't feel good. I'll tell you that, right? It was you know, he tricked me, and it's my fault for even falling for it, because he's not going outside. Like he's quick for his size, but he's not going to beat you outside. So he kind of made like a, oh wait, I think I sent the freaking wrong thing.
Who'd you send it to, John? Thing. Did you just send it to Christian McCaffrey?
No, shoot. Vito's acting like he was going outside, and I fell for it, and then he just went straight down my neck and blew me up. But like I said, we got the ball out, and it was a big play, so no one remembers that, but it happened. It definitely happened. Here, I got it now. I sent it to the sorry, I forgot his name. The guy that always texts me the freaking link. My guy.
Is that Lucas? You sent it to Lucas?
Lucas.
All right.
Lucas.
Well, Lucas is
Lucas, pull it up.
Lucas isn't even here today. So now
Lucas, what are you doing?
I know.
Fired.
Days
fired.
Off on a Tuesday. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I'm here once a week, Luke. I'm here once a week, Lucas. Send it over.
Yeah. All right. We'll get it from him. And we need, we'll go through Luke. You need to be able to send it directly to us, John.
Yeah, that's my bad.
All right,
man.
put your number. I mean, Lucas. Put your number in the YouTube chat right now, and then we'll text you. All right, I'll take that as a no. Oh man!
I'll send it to Dibs. Hey Dibs, I sent it to you on Twitter.
I appreciate that.
There you go.
I'll share.
There
it
we go.
The
We'll DM some mobile numbers.
I'm always bugging Mongo in the Twitter DMs just to try to make sure he's agitated for the segment. Got to keep you on edge, Mongo.
Hey, your boy Lawrence played great last week, huh?
Not so sparkly. No, I mean, he's a work in progress. It's a week to week league now, John. We're taking it one game at a time, right? Yeah. All right. At least my guy's able to get out there and answer the bell every week. Yeah.
All right. He missed half the year last year.
Well,
hey, John.
Boom.
Boom. Hey, Sunday night football. Give me from a player's perspective, Because I know you guys, it's still like that, right? That primetime thing, the lights are on. How do you, like, is the preparation different? Is the thought process different when Sunday Night Football is coming to your building?
Man, it's Sunday, Monday are the best times to play. Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. It's a different feeling. You have all the extra trucks there, the camera trucks. Sunday's way better because you get to kind of watch all the other games, especially the 1 o'clock games. By the time the other games are on, you're kind of on the way to the stadium. But Monday's kind of sucks as you're just sitting around all day.
Yep.
And you also lose time on the next week. So Sunday Night Football is kind of the best, especially if you're at home. Nothing beats Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, does that, people always say that, and I don't think fans really give it a lot of credence, but like that short week thing, like, does that help the 49ers this week that the Falcons are on the short week?
That's a hope. I hope they don't feel good. I hope they're injured and they got to limp onto the field on Sunday night.
All right, man, go read Goodnight Moon to your kids.
Yeah, I don't do much of the reading.
Okay. Me neither. Me neither, John. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
There he goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.